windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
When news breaks, you'll hear it on QR Calgary First.
People may think it's just folks who are on fixed incomes or Social Security and social services payments. And folks may think it's just the unemployed. And really the story here is you as a Calgarian might just be surprised that your friend and neighbor is using the Calgary Food Bank today.
Breaking news, weather, and traffic. We've got it all on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR. QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine. Prime Minister Mark Carney says his first priority when Parliament starts up this week will be on affordability measures. Carney gave a speech intended to rally his Liberal caucus this afternoon that laid out his governing agenda for reopening of Parliament. He promises it will be one of the busiest returns ever.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than define a new economic and security relationship with the United States and build, and there's a lot of ands in what I'm about to say, and build the strongest economy that works for everyone. Canadians also want their life to become more affordable. They want their community safer.
Carney says he will immediately introduce legislation to fast-track infrastructure projects deemed to be in the national interest and eliminate all federal barriers to internal trade. Well, King Charles and Queen Camilla will soon be in Canada for a two-day royal visit that's already being called historic. The King is set to open Parliament on Tuesday morning.
A speech from the throne is intended to signal the government's plans for a new legislative session. This throne speech on Tuesday is meant to send a strong signal beyond our borders because King Charles will be reading the speech as our head of state. Historian and royal commentator Carolyn Harris says it's a showcase of Canada's constitutional monarchy in action and a direct response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. The King and Queen are expected to draw large crowds to downtown Ottawa. Robert Finch, the chairman of the Monarchist League of Canada, says all of this is driving a revival of interest in the monarchy. Sarah Ritchie, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
A myriad of challenges have been plaguing Canadians and their personal finances. It likely has some people asking how they can better safeguard or even recession-proof their finances. Rubach Wealth Holistic Family Advisors President Elke Rubach says recession-proofing is about preparation.
So recession-proofing isn't really about panic or prediction. It's about preparation. And it's not timing the market, but really structuring your life.
Rubach says the process starts with having a brutally honest conversation with a cash flow review. Well, President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling on Ukraine's Western partners to ramp up sanctions on Moscow. Reporter Marcus Moore says the appeal comes after what Ukrainian officials are calling the largest Russian missile attack since the invasion of Ukraine began.
Zelensky calling for new sanctions and additional pressure on Russia to agree to a ceasefire. Writing on social media, silence of America, silence of others around the world only encourage Putin. Without truly strong pressure on the Russian leadership, this brutality cannot be stopped.
The massive Russian attack killed at least 12 people and injured dozens. Zelensky says the strikes hit more than 30 cities and villages. And the federal government will now be deciding whether to list the snowy owl as threatened under the Species at Risk Act. Earlier this month, the Committee on the Status of Endangered Wildlife in Canada announced it has assessed the bird as threatened. This is the Canadian Press. In sports, the Edmonton Oilers took the dub home today as they defeated the Dallas Stars 6-1 this afternoon. Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman had two goals apiece. McDavid credited Oilers goaltender Stuart Skinner with his 33-save performance, including the second period when Dallas made a big push down 3-1.
I thought Stu did a great job. You know, we played really solid in front of him in game two and not so solid tonight, and gave us a chance to get our legs into it and give us a chance to win.
Game four goes Tuesday in Edmonton. In the MLB, the Toronto Blue Jays could not avoid the sweep today as the Tampa Bay Rays took them down 13-0. They now open a series with the Texas Rangers on Monday. And Alex Palou has become the first driver from Spain to win the Indianapolis 500. Palou says his career resume would never be complete without an Indy 500 win.
So to be an Indy 500 championship, it's amazing.
Marcus Ericsson finished second. David Malukas was third. From the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Podcast Hour with Chris Dunner Duncombe.
QR Calgary.
Just what was it about the 1990s that have always had us so fascinated? It's strange to think that back in 1994, there were no smartphones. Most of us, in fact, were carrying pagers around, and the internet was still in its infancy. The world sped up in the 1990s, and it really was a decade like no other. On her history podcast, History of the 90s, host Kathy Kinzora takes us inside all the people, trends, and events that defined this decade like nothing that had happened before. There are endless episodes of this podcast for you to check out right now on all your favorite podcast platforms. I know you're going to love it as much as I do. It's no surprise why this show has won so many awards in the last few years and become one of Canada's biggest history podcasts. We're excited today to bring you a featured episode of History of the 90s to give you a sense of what that show is all about. Let's take you now to our host, Kathy Kinzora, and History of the 90s on the Curious Cast Podcast Spotlight.
During the 1980s, men's figure skating was dominated by the two Bryans, Brian Orser of Canada and Brian Boitano of the U.S. This epic rivalry reached a climax at the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary, in what became known as the Battle of the Bryans. In one of the tightest judging decisions ever, Boitano won the gold medal and Orser was forced to settle for silver again. 6 weeks later, the two faced off one more time at the World Figure Skating Championships in Budapest, and the results were identical: gold for Boitano and silver for Orser. But the real story of the championships belonged to someone else, a young Canadian skater who made history during his free skating program. The 21-year-old dazzled the crowded arena when he took off on his left toe, revolved four times in the air, and landed on his right foot, completing the first ever quadruple toe loop in competition. He finished sixth that year, but his incredible feat marked the beginning of a new era in men's figure skating. I'm Kathy Kinzora, and this is History of the 90s, a podcast about a decade that changed the world. In this episode, I'm joined by a figure skating legend. He's a three-time Olympian and a four-time world champion skater, and one of the most renowned choreographers in the sport. This is the story of Kurt Browning. When you're born in rural Alberta, or just about anywhere else in the Great White North, your default sport is likely going to be hockey. As demonstrated in the recent Four Nations Cup, hockey is Canada's national sport. So it's no surprise that Kurt Browning, who was raised on a farm in Caroline, Alberta, a small hamlet 30 minutes south of Rocky Mountain House, was given his first pair of hockey skates at age 8. But Kurt says he didn't really have the right temperament or physical build for hockey. So 2 years later, at the age of 10, he tried on his first pair of figure skates. And it quickly became clear that he had some natural talent. Still, Kurt carried on playing both hockey and figure skating until he was 16 years old, and his family moved from the farm in Caroline to Edmonton.
And I tried to put in my hockey bag into the back of the car. My dad looked at me and goes, "What are you doing?" "What does it look like? I'm hacking." And I said, "Look, I want to play hockey too." And he goes, "Nope, can't afford both. So you can have your figure skates or you can have your hockey skates. Which one?" So he made me choose before we packed up the car. And there was really no choice. I was quite good, obviously, at figure skating. I was winning events and enjoying the sport. And everyone had outgrown me quickly in hockey. So the hockey bag stayed on the farm.
Clearly, Kurt made the right decision. He quickly rose through the ranks of local, regional, provincial, and national events. And in 1983, he won the Canadian Novice Men's Championship. 2 years after that, in 1985, he was crowned the Canadian Junior Men's Champion. In 1987, he competed at his first World Championships in Cincinnati, alongside fellow Canadian Brian Orser, who took home the gold medal. Kurt finished 15th. But after that, his skills blossomed steadily. The next year, when he attended the Calgary Olympics, he finished 8th. And then in March 1988, he completed his historic quadruple toe loop during competition at the World Championships.
How long were you competing before you decided that you wanted to attempt the quad?
Oh, interesting question. I guess I started, I really started competing in 1977 and landed the quad in 1988. So there you go. It had been a while. I was at a seminar the other day and a little girl asked me, how long did you work on quad before you landed it? And in an opportunity to teach, I said, my whole life. Like, I was working on it as a little tiny child, getting stronger, and then working on my skating skills and working on my singles and then my doubles and then my triples, like all of it to get to that moment to allow you the privilege of trying quad. And it's not the answer she wanted. But technically, I kind of only worked on it for a few days. Like, maybe I landed it the first day I tried it. I'm not sure. But that's what can happen when the base is so strong. You have, I call it room in your suitcase, you know, when you travel and you didn't leave any room to buy any trinkets or anything. And so it's really easy to fit that extra, I shouldn't say really easy, but it's a lot easier to fit that extra rotation into a jump, trinkets or anything. And so it's really easy to fit that extra, I shouldn't say really easy, but it's a lot easier to fit that extra rotation into a jump if the first one is big enough and open enough and strong enough. So
Kurt finished the 1988 Worlds in sixth place, thanks to his history-making quad. And to mark the occasion, Brian Orser's parents gave Kurt a bottle of champagne. And according to media reports following the event, when Kurt popped the cork, it accidentally went all over Mr. and Mrs. Orser. Then the young skater dropped the bottle, and it drenched everybody else who had gathered around to celebrate. The International Skating Union also presented Kurt with an ornate Hungarian clock for completing the quad, which he gave to his mom. Following the 1988 Worlds, both Bryans, Orser and Boitano, retired, which opened the door for the next generation of men skaters, including Kurt Browning and his soon-to-be major rival, Ukrainian skater Viktor Petrenko, as well as Christopher Bowman from the U.S. Brian Orser's retirement in particular had a major impact on Kurt, because in his absence, Kurt became Canada's number one men skater. Following in Orser's footsteps was an arduous task. The Canadian skater had accomplished a lot during his career, winning two Olympic silver medals in 1984 at Sarajevo and at Calgary in 88. He also won four silvers and one bronze at the World Championships during the 80s. So Kurt definitely had some pretty big skates to fill. It was something he addressed in a 1988 interview with the Canadian press. Kurt admitted he initially had some trouble getting his head around his new status. He said, quote, I didn't know, was I supposed to skate different? I was a little bit scared, but I've settled down now. It's like it was before, only a little bigger. Kurt Browning attended the first World Championships as Canada's number one skater in March 1989. He was facing a strong field that included Viktor Petrenko and Alexander Fadeev of Russia, as well as Christopher Bowman, who was the new number one U.S. skater after the retirement of Brian Boitano. Following a near-flawless short program, Kurt started the free skate in second place. 7,000 spectators at Paris's Bercy Arena cheered on the Canadian as he moved confidently through an energetic routine, which included his trademark quadruple toe loop and seven triple jumps. Kurt landed the quad on 2 feet, but regardless, he dazzled the panel of 9 judges and crushed his competitors. And in doing so, skated out of Brian Orser's shadow.
So Kurt Browning of Canada is the new world champion. Christopher Bowman got the silver. Grigor Filipovski, a surprise for the bronze. What a rivalry we have to look ahead to between now and 92. All of these outstanding young skaters.
Kurt became only the fourth Canadian in the 78 years of the World Figure Skating Championships to win the men's singles title. And through it all, he displayed his unique sense of humor and playfulness. Before the championships, he talked a reporter into giving him his fedora if he managed to win the event. And sure enough, the black hat was on Kurt's head soon after the gold medal was around his neck.
We've got a whole lot more in store, and we'll be back right after these on the Curious Cast Podcast Spotlight.
A spring organizing poem by Sentinel Storage. Spring is in the air. It's time to declutter, but Ava won't part with the rocking chair she got from her grandmother. Omar's trophies, treasures, and memories are scattered here and there. Need extra space, you say? But where can we store with care? Sentinel Storage. Of course, indeed. There will be one near you to store your items until they are in need. Go to Sentinel Storage and you'll be filled with glee. If you sign up now, you can try 4 weeks for free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca for details.
Hi Calgary, it's Gord Gillies, inviting you to feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. Win an adventure-ready truck and RV package, a Lincoln Navigator, plus a trip to Fiji, or a $1.4 million dream home package. Every ticket you purchase helps to change the lives of thousands of kids across Alberta. Get your tickets today at childrenshospitallottery.ca.
License 730-858-18 plus. Play responsibly.
Retirement isn't what it used to be. Here's Sherry McMillan with a fresh take on preparing for the future.
Today's retirement needs more than a pension. It needs a plan. At McMillan Estate Planning, we help affluent families build customized retirement strategies that preserve lifestyle, optimize tax, and support legacy goals.
RSVP for McMillan Estate Planning's complimentary virtual seminar on Thursday, May 29th by calling 1-833-266-6464 or visit mcmillanestate.com.
Eurospot introduces Oops Moment Number 3. Did you know 1 in 2 women over 35 pee a little when they laugh? Take Liz, for example, whose giggles turned to dribbles when she turned 40. At Eurospot, Liz did 11,000 Kegels in 28 minutes, simply by doing nothing but sitting on a chair fully clothed and reading a comedy book. 6 sessions later, Liz is laughing without splashing. If you want to find freedom, visit us at urospot.com to strengthen your pelvic floor.
Guess what juicy gossip I got this morning? You're not going to believe this. Save On Foods is doing it again. But I was told not to tell anyone. So naturally, I told my best friend. And now the news is spreading faster than gossip at my book club.
$1.49 Day is back this Tuesday at Save On Foods. Pick up your favorites for just $1.49.
$1.49 Day, Tuesday.
Hurry before it's over and spread the word. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome.
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV. Brought to you by Color Spark Paint. It starts with a spark.
Car thieves today don't need keys. They're using advanced tech to hack into your vehicle in seconds. But Right Restyling has the solution. The IGLA anti-theft system. It's invisible, fully integrated with your factory remote and start button, and designed to stop high-tech theft before it starts. Protect your ride today with IGLA from Right Restyling. Make your auto dreams into reality. Don't make Right Restyling your first call. Make them your only call. Get your quote today at rightrestyling.com.
Ideas, issues, and opinions that matter. Shea Ganim on QR Calgary.
There is a group of people. I mean, they were protesting ostriches last weekend. It never stops. Like, what are we having a convoy for this weekend, guys? And it doesn't matter. Well, it is just, as Murray said, it started in COVID and it became a community and a climate. Hey, go fill your boots, convoy. That's great.
Shea Ganim, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repairs on QR Calgary.
Curious Cast Podcast Hour with Chris Dunner Duncombe.
QR Calgary.
Welcome back to the show on our new expanded Curious Cast Podcast Spotlight. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you're probably used to us playing a featured episode from front to back from a special podcast. Well, now we've expanded the show to a new 2-hour format. So every single week on the show, you'll get 2 featured episodes, 2 different podcasts to turn you on to maybe some of your new favorites. There are millions of podcasts out there, and sometimes it can be kind of tough to navigate, to find the best ones. Well, at least the best ones for you. We've all got our favorite comedy podcasts that make us laugh. history podcasts that teach us something we didn't know, news podcasts that keep us informed, and true crime podcasts, which we seemingly can't get enough of. Every single week on this show, then, you'll get now two featured podcasts, and we're excited for the shows that we have in store for you. You can find all of the shows that we feature on the show at CuriousCast.ca, in addition to all your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and so many others. All right, let's get to it.
With his quick wit and insight, Kurt had most definitely charmed the international media at the Paris Championships. And a Toronto Star report in March 1989 stated that with his good looks, Kurt had charmed a gaggle of girls as well. All in all, following his win at the 1989 Worlds, Kurt Browning became an instant national hero. An arena in his hometown of Caroline, Alberta, was named after the 23-year-old skater. And in December 1989, he was appointed to the Order of Canada, making him one of the youngest people ever to receive the honor. Kurt Browning was suddenly a very hot commodity. He was besieged with endorsement requests as well as social opportunities. And as a result, his practice time decreased. Looking back, Kurt says winning his first Worlds became a bit of a stumbling block.
I did not know how to skate with the name of World Champion. I didn't know how to do it. And I overanalyzed everything. And I was comparing myself to Brian Ortser, whom I never saw make mistakes. Like, Brian was a very consistent skater. Brian Boitano as well. And I did not fit that mold. I made mistakes often. And so it got to me.
Kurt says it felt like he couldn't even tie his skates properly. He didn't win any other events in 1989. Finishing third at both the NHK Championships in Tokyo and Skate America in Indianapolis. Critics said he was squandering his talents. They questioned his maturity, dedication, and ability to handle sudden fame. Former Canadian skating champion and TV commentator Tyler Cranston called Kurt a disgrace for practicing in sweatpants and a t-shirt before the gala event at Skate America in the fall of 89. So Kurt had a lot to prove at the 1990 Worlds in Halifax. And to top it off, Kurt was also dealing with a toe injury and could barely squeeze his foot into his skate. Heading into the long program, Kurt was in a virtual tie with Ukrainian skater Viktor Petrenko. The sellout crowd of nearly 10,000 adoring fans at the Metro Center cheered and waved Canadian flags as the defending world champion took to the ice. Despite his disappointing year, Kurt had the full support of his country. And he did not disappoint, completing a dazzling long program complete with 7 triple jumps, but he did not execute his trademark quadruple toe loop. Even still, in the final 30 seconds of the routine, Kurt had time to look at his coach, Michael Juranek, and wink. He knew he had done it. You could feel the electricity in the building, and before the final notes of the music played, the crowd was already on their feet. They erupted when the final marks were announced. Browning had 7 5-9s and 2 5-8s for technical merit, and he had 6 5-9s and 3 5-8s for artistic impression. Kurt Browning had surpassed Petrenko to capture his second world title in a row. He was the first Canadian in 42 years to win 2 world singles titles. Barbara Ann Scott was the only other one to manage that feat in 1947 and 48. Speaking to the media afterwards, Kurt said the win in Halifax felt even better than his first one. In Paris, he said it was natural and fun. Everything just fell into place. But the second one, he had to work for. The 1990 World Figure Skating Championships were also memorable for an additional reason. That year, another promising young Canadian skater made his debut at the Worlds. Following a spectacular season that included a second-place finish behind Kurt Browning at the Canadian Figure Skating Championships, 17-year-old Elvis Stoiko of Richmond Hill, Ontario, finished 9th in Halifax. The results even caught Stoiko off guard, who said he never really expected to make it to Worlds. He just wanted to skate clean programs and have some fun. But his outstanding performance at the Worlds made it clear that Stoiko, who was already an incredible jumper, had the makings of a future champion. Following Kurt Browning's second world title, he was unbeatable. He won every event in 1990 including the Canadian Figure Skating Championship, the Goodwill Games, Skate Canada, and the Nations Cup in Germany. As a result, his status as a national hero became even larger. In December 1990, a panel of journalists selected him to win the Lou Marsh Award, which recognizes Canada's Outstanding Athlete of the Year. And it's notable that he edged out two hockey players to take the honor: Edmonton Oilers captain Mark Messier and Boston Bruins defenseman Ray Bourque. Plus, Kurt also won the Lionel Conacher Award for Male Athlete of the Year, which is handed out annually by the Canadian press. At the same time, Kurt was busy working on a new television project with CBC. For 10 days in December 1990, the skater and a TV crew descended on Alberta to film a special called Tall in the Saddle, the Kurt Browning story. It followed Kurt along with his friends and family as they visited places in and around his hometown, including a man-made ghost town owned by a local resident in Alder Flats. In frigid temperatures, the crew flooded the town's main street, turning it into ice for a spectacular outdoor skating sequence. The special aired in February 1991, just before the World Figure Skating Championships took place in Munich, Germany. And for these worlds, Kurt had come up with a routine that was harder than anything he had ever done.
My coach came to me and he said, just to let you know, you won't be winning this world. And I went, okay. Follow up with that, you know, with an answer. And he said, Viktor Petrenko is going to win. It's his turn. He has the momentum. He's skating better than you. And, you know, word around town is that it's already his. It's done. And there is something to be said about our sport where, you know, it kind of is sometimes, if everything just skates out the way it's going to skate out, you already knew who's going to win. I mean, I hate to say it, but figure skating has done that in the past. So I said, well, what can we do about that? My coach said, I don't know. What can we do about that? So in hindsight, it was really just, he was just poking the bear, trying to piss me off and trying to get me going. So I came up with the program with three triple triples and the quad. The only jump that was going to be by itself, but the combination was going to be the quad.
Even still, Kurt felt a little bit more calm going into the Worlds in 91. He no longer needed to prove he deserved to be the defending champion. In the short program, Viktor Petrenko confirmed he was the formidable contender that Kurt's coach had warned him about. And after a near-perfect skate, Petrenko was ahead of Kurt in the standings. But the Canadian kept his cool when he took to the ice in Munich to perform his difficult long program in front of an enthusiastic audience that included thousands of fans who had traveled from his home country. They watched in awe as Kurt turned in one of his best performances ever. Despite a mid-air decision to shorten his quad to a triple toe loop, which Kurt says still bugs him to this day, the rest of the program, including the axle toe loop combo, was near perfection. His signature grace, speed, and musicality pushed him forward, and for the third year in a row, Kurt Browning was the world champion. Once again, edging out Viktor Petrenko to take gold, while the bronze went to U.S. champ Todd Eldridge. It was a great year for Canada at the Worlds, with two other men skaters placing in the top 10. Elvis Stoigo came sixth after successfully completing the first ever quadruple in combination during competition, while Michael Slipchuk of Edmonton finished seventh.
We've got a whole lot more in store, and we'll be back right after these on the Curious Cast Podcast Spotlight.
Steve from Green Fox Windows here. You've heard me talk about how awesome and efficient our home windows are. But here's the thing. The quality of your windows is only half the equation. Even the best windows will fail if they're poorly installed. Second-rate replacement can lead to gaps, crooked frames, and air leaks. These issues will destroy the energy-saving potential of your new windows. That's why we're ultra-selective about the quality of our window installers. At Green Fox, we have the types of installers who love the craft, pay painstaking attention to detail, and have an insatiable hunger for perfection. You can rest easy knowing the crew replacing your windows is factory-trained, meticulously vetted, and fully certified. What's more, our installers are friendly. They're courteous, respectful, and make your installation experience pleasant. You'll enjoy having them in your home. For a free quote on amazing windows, call 1-800-232-9454 or visit greenfoxwindows.ca. That's 1-800-232-9454 or greenfoxwindows.ca.
Filling your speakers with live Stampeders football. Get ready for the next exciting game on QR Calgary.
The Stamps gallop into the season with a visit from the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday, June 7th. QR Calgary has all the action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays, all season long. Bringing you pregame, play-by-play, postgame. Stampeders football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Alberta Ford Dealers.
This update from the Canadian Press. Pierre Poilievre says he is willing to work with the Liberals when Parliament resumes tomorrow. It comes as the Conservative leader says he will join Prime Minister Mark Carney on efforts to resolve the trade war with the U.S. While Canada Post met with negotiators from the union today as they continue to work toward a deal. The meeting comes amid warnings of mail delivery delays that are tied to a national ban on overtime for postal workers. While the Israeli military says it intercepted a missile fire by Yemen's Houthi rebels today. Air raid sirens were triggered in Jerusalem and other areas with no immediate reports of casualties. Now, the Iran-backed Houthis have launched repeated missile attacks targeting Israel as well as international shipping in the Red Sea, seemingly in response to Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip. And Montreal Canadiens goal scorer Maurice Richard is now a historic figure. The Quebec government announced his designation along his family members at a ceremony today at the Bell Center. From the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine.
Curious Cast Podcast Hour with Chris Dunner Duncombe.
QR Calgary. After
midnight. Welcome back to the show on our new expanded Curious Cast Podcast Spotlight. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you're probably used to us playing a featured episode from front to back from a special podcast. Well, now we've expanded the show to a new 2-hour format. So every single week on the show, you'll get 2 featured episodes, 2 different podcasts, to turn you on to maybe some of your new favorites. There are millions of podcasts out there, and sometimes it can be kind of tough to navigate, to find the best ones, well, at least the best ones for you. We've all got our favorite comedy podcasts that make us laugh, history podcasts that teach us something we didn't know, news podcasts that keep us informed, and true crime podcasts, which we seemingly can't get enough of. Every single week on this show, then, you'll get now 2 featured podcasts, and we're excited for the shows that we have in store for you. You can find all of the shows that we feature on the show at CuriousCast.ca, in addition to all your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and so many others. All right, let's get to it.
I should mention as well that the 1991 World Figure Skating Championships was the first time the event did not include compulsory figures for men's and women's singles. You may remember that in the compulsories, skaters were judged on their ability to make circles on the ice with one foot and then retrace them with the other foot. Those circles are the actual figures from which the term figure skating derives from. But the International Skating Union voted to drop compulsories after many competitors complained they had no place in modern skating. They said the maneuvers were tedious and boring to perform and watch. Removing them would also reduce skaters' expenses by about 50% because they would need less coaching and practice time. The move to remove compulsories came several years too late for Brian Orser, who had to settle for a silver medal at the 1984 Winter Olympics in Sarajevo because of a poor performance in compulsories. Orser won the short and long program but lost the gold to Scott Hamilton after placing 7th in compulsory figures. For Kurt Browning, the change meant another record because he is the only singles figure skater to be a world champion with and without compulsories. Following his 3rd world title, Kurt barely had time to breathe before shifting gears to tackle a brand new project. He had signed on for the first ever Stars on Ice Canada Tour, an expansion of the popular U.S. skating show founded by skating icon Scott Hamilton in 1986. During the inaugural tour in Canada, he shared the ice with a roster of skating legends, including Hamilton, Tyler Cranston, and Brian Orser. At the same time, Kurt was also already thinking ahead to his next season of competition, which would include an appearance at the 1992 Winter Olympics in Albertville, France. No Canadian had ever won an Olympic gold medal in men's singles, so Kurt was facing massive pressure and tremendous expectations once again. Plus, he was dealing with a nagging back injury that forced him to take 6 weeks off, which included missing the Canadian Figure Skating Championships in January 92. In his absence, Michael Slipchuk upset Elvis Stoiko to take the gold medal and become Canadian champion. A month or so later, in February 92, both Slipchuk and Stoiko joined Kurt Browning in Albertville, France, a little town in the Savoie Alps region that few people had heard of before it was selected to host the 16th Olympic Winter Games. Despite his slip disc, Kurt was still favored to win a gold medal. Both Todd Eldridge and Viktor Petrenko were also bothered with back injuries, so Kurt's biggest threat was expected to be Christopher Bowman of the U.S. But 25-year-old Kurt was wise enough to know that nothing is guaranteed. In a February 1992 interview, he said, quote, "On paper, I'm the favorite, but until I win, it's just not in my hands. But when it is, I'm going to be a happy camper." The men's competition began on February 13th, 1992. And in a blink of an eye, Kurt Browning's dream of an Olympic gold was nearly snatched away from him when he fell on a triple axel in the short program.
I was a complete mess. Certainly not trained, not fit, endurance down, confidence demolished. And I was in the air on a triple axel in the short program in 92, and it was a pretty good jump. But I didn't believe in it, and I let it go down. I just couldn't follow through mentally, which really bugs me that I actually, after all that, put myself in the air on a good jump, and I just didn't believe in it. It's heartbreaking to admit that you're just not mentally, your fortitude, whatever it wasn't strong enough.
Viktor Petrenko, who had finished second to Kurt at the last two world championships, was the star in the short program, taking top spot with a performance that oozed self-confidence while Kurt sat in fourth. European champion Peter Barna of Czechia grabbed the second spot, while Paul Wiley of the U.S. was a surprise third. Following the short program, Kurt was clearly rattled, giving his coach Michael Juranek a thumbs-down signal while awaiting his marks. And for the first time anybody could remember, he failed to show up to speak with Canadian reporters after the competition. Instead, he went straight back to his hotel room with his parents. Kurt technically still had a chance of winning gold, but it would require he win the long program. And he also needed a bit of help because Petrenko would need to finish no higher than third. Meantime, there was also a long shot chance that Canada's Elvis Stoiko, who was sixth after the short program, could finish with a bronze medal.
Well, the image of the fall is something that I'm sure has stuck with all of us the last 48 hours. Somehow, Kurt's got to put it out of his mind. He is skating to the Firebird. And let's see if he can emerge from the ashes of Thursday's original program. Right now, in fourth place, he must win the long to have any chance.
Kurt Browning opened his long program with a great triple Lutz. But everything went downhill after that. And once again, he had trouble completing his triple axel, putting a hand down to the ice. And as a result, he wound up finishing sixth. The gold medal went to Viktor Petrenko, silver to Paul Wiley, and Peter Barna took home the bronze. Overall, it wasn't the greatest night for men's singles. Petrenko, who was wearing one old boot and one new boot, fell near the end of his program and doubled out of his planned triple jumps, which had some wondering why Wiley wasn't the overall winner. And in another questionable decision by judges, 19-year-old Elvis Stoiko was downgraded a position to end the event in seventh place, despite landing eight brilliant triples in his free skate. Regardless of where he placed, Stoiko's performance once again showed the world that he was a rising star. As for Kurt Browning, he had long thought he would retire following the 1992 Winter Olympics, but the International Olympic Committee made a major decision that changed his plans. When the Winter Games began in 1924, they were always held the same year as the Summer Games, which run every 4 years. But starting in 1994, the IOC said the Winter and Summer Games would be staggered 2 years apart, which led to a highly unusual situation following the 92 Winter Games. Instead of a four-year gap, the next Winter Games would be held only 2 years later in 1994. With the shortened time frame, Kurt Browning decided to take another shot at his Olympic dream. But he would do it this time with a new coach. Before the next season, Kurt moved from Edmonton to Toronto and started training with Lewis Hill, who had previously coached Canadian pairs champions Barbara Underhill and Paul Martini at Toronto's famed Granite Club. On the way to the next Winter Games, Kurt Browning and Elvis Stoiko made history when they finished 1 and 2 at the World Figure Skating Championships in Prague. Despite a hip muscle problem, Kurt swept both the short and long programs, and in the process, picked up a record-breaking 4th world title. He remains the only Canadian skater to do so. Spectators were awed by his elegant free skate, in which Kurt portrayed the Humphrey Bogart character Rick Blaine from the classic film Casablanca. The Casablanca routine, which has since become one of Kurt's signature performances, was choreographed by former Canadian pairs champion and legendary choreographer Sandra Bezek. The fun and playful routine even includes a moment when Kurt, dressed in a white tuxedo jacket and black bow tie, pantomimes taking a drag on a cigarette before flicking it away.
But I watch it back and I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't know if that was by Sandra Bezek or instinct, but it wasn't super literal, but it was definitely a cigarette and definitely a flick of the cigarette, which was making him a person. And I think that that's really hard to do in the sport nowadays, where there's just no room within the rules for the skater to do anything but survive. Selling a character is really tough. And there was time. We had time to actually stop on the spot and create a little mood and click your cigarette and be cool. You know, not that I condone cigarette smoking, because I don't, but that's what the character did. So away we went. And it was fun.
Following his 4th world title win, Kurt told the media it was extra special to him. He said, quote, I'm going to hold this one closer to my heart than any of the other ones because I know how fragile they are. As for 20-year-old Elvis Stoiko, the silver medal came after a pressure-filled competition. Going into the Worlds, he was one of the favorites to win the gold, but two mistakes in the short program dropped him to 5th. Then Stoiko bounced back in the long program with a rock-solid performance that included 8 triples. Skating to music from the movie Far and Away, Stoiko went into Terminator mode, a nickname that Kurt had given his teammate because of Stoiko's ability to ace difficult performances. Kurt also had a couple of nicknames. He called himself the Kid, and American skater Christopher Bowman once labeled Kurt the U.S. Marlboro Man. Which was pretty fitting, considering Kurt had grown up on a farm in rural Alberta, and his dad, Dewey, was a retired outfitter who used to lead pack horse trips into the Rockies.
I feel like my agent wanted me to be the Marlboro Man. My father was literally, Scott Hamilton called Dewey Browning the last real man left on the planet. He was a legit cowboy. He was just an amazing, fun person. So Michael Barnett was Wayne Gretzky's agent, and Michael Barnett, I think, enjoyed my heritage. He's a cowboy too, actually, Michael Barnett. And so he had connected with my father, and anything that sort of like rhizobone jackets or cowboy hats or any of that stuff, anything that could be photographed was put out there. And so I think he was trying to sell me as blatantly heterosexual, and it was, at the time, I was like not really aware that that's the sales pitch that was going out there.
We've got a whole lot more in store, and we'll be back right after these on the Curious Cast Podcast Spotlight.
Filling your speakers with live Stampeders football. Get ready for the next exciting game on QR Calgary.
The Stamps gallop into the season with a visit from the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday, June 7th. QR Calgary has all the action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays, Stampeders football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. Proudly supporting our community and the Stampeders since 1946.
Live healthy, live happy, live in a loving community. Welcome to the Manor Village, a place where seniors have fun together while living a full life. The Manor Village is more than a beautiful residence. They surround seniors with wonderful people that treat your loved ones with respect, kindness, and care. Experience elevated senior living with fitness and entertainment programs, Red Seal culinary experiences, and more. Manor Village, the community with heart. See all 9 locations and schedule your tour at themanorvillage.com.
It's a hole-in-one event that you don't want to miss. The 9th Annual Global Fest Golf Classic returns Monday, June 23rd at Muirfield Lakes Golf Course. Your registration includes 18 holes with cart, contest holes with prizes, multiple food and beverage holes. Then wrap up this amazing day with a post-tournament reception buffet with live and silent auctions. Proceeds raised from this tournament go into supporting the many community and youth outreach programs that Global Fest undertakes year-round. For more information, visit globalfest.ca.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right, let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
This week at Real Canadian Superstore, get this app-exclusive deal and earn 30,000 PC Optimum points for every $100 spent on barbecue grills and accessories, patio sets and accessories, and outdoor lights. Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Looking for the ultimate golf getaway? At St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino, you're in charge. With their customizable summer stay and play packages, you can build the perfect experience. Starting from $379, your package includes one round for two golfers, a power cart, and one night accommodation in their beautiful resort, nestled in the scenic Cranbrook area. Stay for a night or a week. Design your dream golf escape. Book your stay today at steugene.ca.
This year's Stampede, bring your team to Rodeo's number one hotspot. Come host your company Stampede party at Canada's greatest honky-tonk, Ranchman's. Book your Stampede party today at ranchmans.ca. Be bad, be bold, be cowboy.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeve of Cupboards Express. Our fine quality may seem old-timey, but our style is not. Keeping up with the best of Milan, New York, and Japan, we manufacture over 2,000 door styles right here in Alberta, from timeless classics to the most on-trend fashions. Don't see what you want? We could probably make it. Check out our new Real Slim Shaker Door, a real standout.
A real standout.
Keeping right up to date since 1958. Cupboards Express.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Alberta has always been good to us. Its lands have fed and nourished us. Its pioneering spirit, fueling and pushing us forward. It's a place that has what we want, what we need, what the world needs. So let's raise a glass for Alberta. From Alberta. Visit raiseaglassab.ca to support Alberta's brewers and distillers. Brought to you by AGLC and Travel Alberta.
Let's go, girls.
QR Calgary welcomes Shania Twain to the Calgary Stampede on Saturday, July 5th.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Tickets are on sale now, but QR Calgary has your shot at scoring your way there.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
Listen to Morning Brew with Andrew or enter at QRCalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Shania this Calgary Stampede.
Curious Cast Podcast Hour with Chris Dunner Duncombe.
QR Calgary.
Welcome back to the show on our new expanded Curious Cast Podcast Spotlight. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you're probably used to us playing a featured episode from front to back from a special podcast. Well, now we've expanded the show to a new two-hour format. So every single week on the show, you'll get two featured episodes, two different podcasts, to turn you on to maybe some of your new favorites. There are millions of podcasts out there, and sometimes it can be kind of tough to navigate, to find the best ones. Well, at least the best ones for you. We've all got our favorite comedy podcasts that make us laugh, history podcasts that teach us something we didn't know, news podcasts that keep us informed, and true crime podcasts, which we seemingly can't get enough of. Every single week on this show, then, you'll get now two featured podcasts, and we're excited for the shows that we have in store for you. You can find all of the shows that we feature on the show at CuriousCast.ca, in addition to all your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and so many others. All right, let's get to it.
This attempt to rebrand men's figure skating as a more masculine sport has long been a controversial issue. And more recently, it was something that Skate Canada came under fire for in 2009. Following a significant decline in TV viewership, Skate Canada decided that the way to expand figure skating's audience was to project an image of masculinity that would, quote, draw in the hockey crowd. Canada's governing body for the sport launched a marketing campaign that played up the danger, speed, risk, and difficulty it takes to be a professional skater. At the same time, Skate Canada was discouraging skaters from using too many sequins, feathers, or anything else that dangled from their costumes. The organization's CEO, William Thompson, called such adornments garish and distracting. The comments upset some LGBTQ plus advocacy groups, who called it a thinly veiled attack on skating's sizable gay audience. While others said the whole issue was a red herring, suggesting that Skate Canada's real motivation was to make the sport seem more straight, because some in the figure skating establishment had always been a little embarrassed by the perception that male figure skaters are gay. In the 90s, both Kurt Browning and Elvis Stoiko, who was known for wearing black leather jackets in competition and incorporating martial arts moves into his routines, were frequently referred to as a new style of skater. Strong and athletic, and yes, more masculine. But in a 1994 newspaper interview, Kurt rejected the notion that he brought something new to the sport. He said, quote, "It seems to put down the people that went before me, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today." Kurt acknowledged that girls screamed for him, but he said they did the same for Brian Orser and Tyler Cranston. A week before the 1994 Winter Games opened in Lillehammer, Kurt Browning dropped a second TV special. And it dovetailed perfectly with Kurt's Casablanca routine by saluting Humphrey Bogart, Gene Kelly, and some of their classic movies. You Must Remember This also starred Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi, Canadian pairs champion Christine Huff, and single women's champion José Chouinard. It included a soon-to-be iconic sequence where Kurt recreated Gene Kelly's role in Singing in the Rain. During filming, he managed to skate through 2 inches of water under a dramatic downpour of rain on a set that was nearly identical to the 1952 film, which was not an easy scene to accomplish. Each time the sprinklers were turned on to create the rain, the ice turned to mush, so they would have to stop for 20 minutes while the Zamboni sucked up all the excess water. As a result, the Singing in the Rain sequence took an entire day to film, but it was worth it. The TV special ended up winning 5 Gemini Awards. If you didn't happen to watch You Must Remember This in February 1994, it might have been because you were too busy paying attention to some other figure skating drama that was dominating international headlines. On January 6, 1994, U.S. figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was in Detroit, preparing for the national championships 2 days later. She had won the previous year and was expected to repeat and earn a spot on the Olympic team. Around 2:30 in the afternoon, Kerrigan, dressed in an all-white skating dress, finished up a practice session, put on her skate guards, and left the ice. As she walked behind a blue curtain separating the rink from a hallway leading to the locker room, Kerrigan stopped momentarily to speak to a reporter. But before she could say anything, a guy in a leather jacket ran by, crouched down, whacked her with a baton on the lower right thigh of her landing leg, and kept running. Kerrigan dropped to the ground and started screaming. The answer to the question why Nancy Kerrigan was attacked was more shocking than anyone could have imagined. And it played out like a real-life soap opera for the next several months, causing a media sensation. Luckily, though, 24-year-old Nancy Kerrigan wasn't left with a serious injury from the attack. She had a severely bruised knee and quadriceps tendon, but no broken bones. Still, she had to sit out the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, which was won by her rival, the scrappy underdog Tonya Harding. The win secured a place for Harding at the 1994 Winter Olympics in Lillehammer. And even though Kerrigan didn't compete at the championships, the U.S. Figure Skating Association's International Committee voted unanimously to give her a spot on the Olympic team beside Harding.
Hope you've enjoyed what you heard. And we can turn you on to some new favorite podcasts over the course of coming weeks. We'll be back next week with two more featured episodes for you as we enjoy and celebrate the world of audio entertainment and education that comes so uniquely from podcasting on nearly every platform out there. You can check out all of our podcasts right now at CuriousCast.ca. And until next week, my name is Dunner from the Curious Cast Podcast Network. We'll see you again next week with a brand new show.
Gord Gillies here for Len T. Wong & Associates. When you sell your home with Len and his team, you know you've got decades of experience working for you. Maybe the sale is straightforward. Maybe it's one of those bidding wars between multiple parties. Whatever the scenario, you want Len on your side of the negotiating table when it comes to closing the deal. Len T. Wong & Associates from Greater Property Group. The city you love and the agents you trust. Call or text Len at 403-606-8888.
Feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. You could win the bonus prize of an incredible truck and RV package or cash. The bonus deadline is June 20th. Get your tickets today.
License 730-858. 18 plus. Play responsibly.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Tangerine, official launch partner of Home Network.
Running a small business is tough. Now more than ever, every marketing dollar has to work harder. That's why Canadian businesses trust Constant Contact. With email, events, and social tools, you can reach more customers, drive sales, and see real results. On average, every dollar spent on email marketing returns $36. That's ROI you can count on. Even in challenging times, our all-in-one marketing platform helps businesses grow. See for yourself. Start for free today at constantcontact.ca.
Okay, so boxes, got a truck, keys to the new place.
Getting ready for the big move?
Yep, think I have everything. Just need more time.
What about your move-out clean? I know landlords can be pretty demanding.
Oh man, I totally forgot about that.
Moving in, moving out? Let the cleaning witch look after the cleaning while you handle all the heavy lifting. All cleaning witch employees are thoroughly trained, insured, and use their own eco-friendly supplies. You just sit back and let the magic happen. Get your free quote at cleaningwitch.ca. The cleaning witch, proudly employing Ukrainian refugees.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
You know your child best, and every child learns differently. Alberta's independent schools are an integral part of Alberta's education system, offering a variety of educational approaches, tailoring education to individual needs. They also provide the power of choice, allowing you to select an education that aligns with your family's values and your child's aspirations. From specialized programs to faith-based learning, Alberta's independent schools create an environment where your child can thrive. Explore the possibilities and find your perfect match at educatedchoices.ca.
Hear the amazing stories of everyday Calgarians doing amazing things. Tune in to True Calgarian on Connect with Sarah Crosby, Wednesdays in the 4 p.m. hour. True Calgarian is powered by Lone Star Mercedes, driving luxury.
Lone Star.
As our bodies age, they bring some aches and pains that we haven't had before. And isn't that awesome? Hi, Gord Gillies here for Active Sports Therapy. Their unified team of over 30 expert practitioners have one common goal, to help you truly enjoy all the things you love. Don't suffer through shoulder, hip, or lower back pain. Do something about it with a combination of physiotherapy and sports chiropractic care, including active release techniques, laser, shockwave, acupuncture, and more. All under one roof. Get active about your health and start at activesportstherapy.ca.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine. Prime Minister Mark Carney says his first priority when Parliament starts up this week will be on affordability measures. Carney gave a speech intended to rally his Liberal caucus this afternoon that laid out his governing agenda for reopening of Parliament. He promises it will be one of the busiest returns ever.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than define a new economic and security relationship with the United States, and build, and there's a lot of ands in what I'm about to say, and build the strongest economy that works for everyone. Canadians also want their life to become more affordable. They want their community safer.
Carney says he will immediately introduce legislation to fast-track infrastructure projects deemed to be in the national interest and eliminate all federal barriers to internal trade. Well, King Charles and Queen Camilla will soon be in Canada for a two-day royal visit that's already being called historic. The King is set to open Parliament on Tuesday morning.
A speech from the throne is intended to signal the government's plans for a new legislative session. This throne speech on Tuesday is meant to send a strong signal beyond our borders, because King Charles will be reading the speech as our head of state. Historian and royal commentator Carolyn Harris says it's a showcase of Canada's constitutional monarchy in action and a direct response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. The King and Queen are expected to draw large crowds to downtown Ottawa.